Hi, 2:20 a.m. Bang on 2:20, and I shouldn't be here. Should be asleep, gone to bed, but I'm not. Don't even know what I'm doing. Nothing productive. Television isn't even on. In fact, let me just turn off the set-top box because I'm wasting 18 volts out to the LMB there. Around now. In Chile, the first of the 33 miners will be taken up from 700 meters below the ground, having been trapped there for 69 days. And he'll be welcomed by his family, three close members of his family, and the billionaire right-wing president of Chile will also be at hand to welcome the miners as they come up from under the ground, and an amazing technical feat will have happened where they at first suspected that it'll take till December to get these men up from under the ground where they were trapped. They've done it in, I don't know, about mid to late August to mid October. They've done it in 60 days, just under 60 days, the work. Because I think they were missing underground August 5th to 19th or something, and then they were discovered alive by surprise. And so something quite amazing is happening. And every television satellite news gathering truck in the world has trained its focus on shared feeds and feeds from the local vicinity of this mine, which was a very old mine and dangerous by all accounts. And what I wonder is, will the thousands of miners that die every year in mines in China and South America, and the ones we don't even hear about, who are mining for whatever minerals are under the ground, will any of them be saved by this action of getting these trapped guys out? I'm not suggesting for a moment that you wouldn't get the trapped guys out, of course you would. But will anything change in the mindset of the people that send the miners down under the ground in dangerous conditions? Will the workers get safety? Will they get pensions? Will they get proper rates of pay? Will they be encouraged out of such exercises? And I'm not in favour of open cast mining either, because of the focus that is on this rescue mission to get the guys out. And I have to say, on all evidence, absolutely not. The world will carry on regardless, doing the stupid things it does directly after these guys are safe and have written their books and, had movies made about what happened to them. So no disrespect to the lads at all. But I just don't think that anything will change. I think it has to change. I was politically aware. I was young in 84. I was about 14 and the miners' strike was on. And it was an ideological battle between the trade union movement and the right-wing ideologies of Reagan and Thatcher in Britain. And this was going on. And I was supporting the miners, as you do, and as you would in such an ideological battle. I went to a visit to the Arrigna mines, which is in North County Leitrim, and it's on the, I think, Roscommon Leitrim border, where they were mining for coal, and a coal in Ireland. It was a low grade shale kind of coal. There's a couple of layers of this beneath the ground, about 40 foot down. And the Mining Experience tour gives you a very good indication of the working conditions of the men, because the tour guides are retired miners from that very mine, and they got a poxy redundancy deal, which I think they then had a strike about, and I think they got it improved. But the conditions they had to work in, you'd close the mine if you realised what they were doing. And then the rates of pay that they got and the way that they were treated. There was a great documentary done last year on the Dock on One on RTE about a strike and how it tore apart a community around the mine. The strikers won, and they went back to work. And my point is that these guys have to, you know, looking at the conditions they work in, and the guys who are down mines in China with the coal and the all sorts of safety, lacking any safety checks, and thousands dying, as I said, every year. They need to have more of the ideological battle that was lost in Britain in 1984, protecting their conditions, their pay, their safety, and methods to look after them, because these guys don't have a great life expectancy with emphysema and black lung and various things that trouble them, and it's hard labour, and I just think that they need more people who are more militant than Arthur Scargill, who are more capable of leading workers into struggle and gaining permanent gains that cannot be taken away, so that you don't have these 33 guys getting rescued and 800 miles away in another part of that continent the next morning, tomorrow morning, hundreds and thousands of men will go to their colliery, to their mine, and go down the lifts and then go down the second stage and go down deep into the ground in dangerous conditions for crap pay. I've laboured the point as much as I can. I might go and listen to a bit of this rescue on the radio, because it's a bit sickening to watch some of the Western media companies cover this. CNN and France Van Cat and Bloomberg, I think, were there too. And I did think that the BBC coverage was the best. They've been there for about 2.5 weeks, and I can't remember the guy's name, Wilcox, but he's got the lingo, and he's been doing running translation. David? They've been doing good coverage, but I'm not going to turn it on now and watch it. It's 2:30 on a Wednesday morning in Dublin. It's, what date is it now? Is it the 13th of October? 2010, it is. Good night.